Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven." This is a night of contradiction. As we put ashes on our foreheads, ashes that all can see when they look at us, Jesus warns us not to practice our piety before others, to not practice our piety in order to be seen by them. For if we do, Jesus tells us, our reward is in being seen. It is in people looking at us and thinking, that is a pious person. Jesus is telling us that our intentions matter, that our motivations are important. If we undertake acts of piety, if we put ashes on our head tonight, so that others can see how holy we are, then we have received the entirety of our reward. And that reward is in being seen, in being accounted a pious, holy person. If instead we come to this night to have ashes placed on our foreheads as a sign of our desire to deepen our relationship with God, to make a right beginning of a holy Lent, then our reward will be far more profound. It will be far deeper. It could even be transformative, life-changing. Ashes are an ancient symbol. They're found in Hebrew scripture, those writings of the Old Testament, and they symbolize mourning of sins, of grief, of repentance. And in that spirit, this night is given to us to mourn our sinfulness, to confess and repent of our sins. Tonight we acknowledge that we are not perfect, that we do indeed fall short of the glory of God, that we sin. We do things that alienate us from God, from our neighbors, and from ourselves. Our relationships become damaged, maybe even fractured. And so this night, we are invited to come before God with penitent hearts, confessing the ways we have strayed since last Ash Wednesday. We are invited to honestly and humbly examine our lives, being open with ourselves and with God. And we are invited to confess and repent, to accept God's forgiveness, a forgiveness lovingly offered to us, offered us through God's generous mercy. You see, it brings God great joy when one who has sinned confesses and repents. God rejoices when one who was lost is found, when one returns after wandering. God's arms are open wide to receive the penitent sinner, to welcome the one who repents, who returns to the fullness of relationship God desires to share with us. Trusting in God's loving kindness, this night we are invited to confess, to repent, not to feel shame or our own unworthiness, and certainly not to punish ourselves. Rather, we do so to turn again to God, to the path of holiness God calls us to. The ashes we will wear this night are a symbol of our penitence and our desire to move into a restored, deepened, and renewed relationship with God. The ashes we will receive shortly are imposed with the words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." These ashes are a symbol of our mortality. We come before God, the one who is eternal, and we remember that we are mortal. We are creatures of God, made in God's image, but we are not God. We will not live forever. All of us will die. Now I admit, these are startling words, maybe hearing them tonight, certainly in our youth-obsessed culture. All around us, we receive messages that tell us to hold on to youth, that it's not good to age, as though we can do something about that. We live surrounded by a culture that ignores aging, that denies death, that tries to push off any thought of death. And yet this night, we are marked with ashes and given a call to remember that very mortality, to remember that we need God and that we are not God, to recall that through baptism we are marked as Christ's own forever, baptized into his death and also into his resurrection. And through Christ we are set free from sin and death, from the temptations and the lies of the world around us. And we are called into a journey as fully human creatures, as beings who will die, yet are safe in God for eternity. So this night we begin our Lenten journey, this period of 40 days, with the opportunity to accept the gift of this season, heeding God's call to return, to reorient ourselves, to put our relationship with God as the priority at the center of our lives. The question is, how do we do this? And there are clues in tonight's gospel. Jesus mentions three practices central to the Christian life and to our Lenten journey. And in the time of Jesus, these were accepted practices of the faithful. Jesus, in tonight's gospel, assumes his followers do them. He says, not if you do them, but instead Jesus says to his listeners, when you do them. The first that Jesus mentions is giving alms, caring for those who are in need, those who do not have enough. And the heart of almsgiving is caring for our neighbor. And it's rooted in the reality that everything that we have is a gift of God, that God creates all there is and then entrusts a portion of it to our care. And from what we have been given, we are to give away a portion in thanksgiving as an offering to God. Now, this practice can certainly help transform the injustices of our world, but it also changes us. In giving away what we have, it moves us to trust God to provide what we need. Giving alms is the antithesis of hoarding, of keeping a tight hold on what we are given stewardship of what God has entrusted to us. Secondly, Jesus mentions praying. And you see throughout the Gospels that Jesus prays regularly. And so we too are called to be faithful in daily prayer, setting aside time to come into God's presence. And there are various ways to do this. We can do this in our own words. We can use the many prayers in the Book of Common Prayer. We can also use no words, but come into God's presence in silence, listening for God's word to us, dwelling simply and quietly in the presence of God. Another part of this call to prayer is to read and study God's Word, Holy Scripture. Prayer and study of God's Word provides a solid foundation for our Lenten journey, as well as for our lives as followers of Jesus. And thirdly, tonight, Jesus mentions fasting. This may perhaps be the most challenging for us. Not many people talk pleasantly about fasting, if they even fast. And I think for those of us who are middle class, who have an abundance of things available to us, so many foods in season or out, fasting can be difficult. I don't think it's a popular call. Yet to give up what we may want, to resist our own desires and cravings for a period, maybe for the whole season of Lent, shows us the power these desires have over us. And giving them up for a time may provide an opportunity for transformation in how we live, may help us understand placing God back at the center. All of these practices, whether we undertake them during Lent or not, are things that Jesus calls us to do privately, not to be seen by others. We're not to seek the approval, the affirmation of others, but instead be about the business of relationship with God, the transformation of our lives, of coming closer and deeper into relationship with the holy. And so this night, I invite you to keep a holy Lent, to accept the ashes on your forehead as a symbol of your repentance, of your penitence, as a sign of your mortality and your need for God. Doing this is a statement of trust in God's loving mercy and God's compassion. May we make a good beginning of Lent this night, being drawn deeper into the heart of God. And may we come to know a joyful Easter, that foretaste, that promise of life eternal that God desires to share with us. Through our Lenten journey begun tonight, may we be drawn deeper into the heart of God, into the very life of the Trinity. Amen.
Amen.